Happy time flies. This is already the last day of the Thanksgiving break. What does it mean for the students? It means stressful time. Stressful time for the next 2 weeks to prepare for your final exam. Some of you might not get much sleep. I pray that you get enough sleep and rest. For others, the adults, they will also face a stressful time before Christmas. What will people do before Christmas? Decorate their house for Christmas. And then they will busy themselves going around shopping for Christmas gifts. And then, if you have the tradition of writing Christmas cards today, you are still not using the electronic way to send Christmas cards, then you'll busy yourself to buy the Christmas cards, write a Christmas card with your photo maybe, sending that to hundreds of relatives and friends. That can be very stressful. And at the same time, you will be thinking about a trip, planning for a Christmas trip. That means more stressful time for you at work. You need to get all the work done before you can go on a trip. More stress after Christmas. When you receive your credit card and your bank statement, and you need to pay for all those expenses, that can be very stressful. Some people say that life is too stressful. I desire retirement. I just want to get retired. Maybe retirement life will be stressless. Is that true? If you are already retired, you probably will understand that there is too much stress in retirement life. Think about that. When you retire, you're pretty old already. Your body will start to ache all over. It's very stressful to follow medical doctor's instructions to eat 10 medicines every day at the right time. Can be very stressful, okay? Besides that, just like your body, your house is also getting old. It's going to break down soon if you don't fix it. It can be very stressful to fix your house and then dealing with the insurance company. That can be very stressful. They don't want to pay you, okay? And you have to fight in order that they will cover all the expenses. When you get old, if your parents are still alive, they're older than you, maybe already in the 80s, they'll be more ill than you are, and you need to take care of them. If your wife is still alive, when you retire, you need to also take care of your spouse who is ill. See, even retirement life can be very stressful. If you have grandkids, you need to do babysitting for the grandkids. Life is stressful. I think that summarizes life in the 21st century well. Because there are so many demands from many people, either pushing you or pulling you. And you have to fulfill a list of do's and don'ts and to meet many other people's high expectations for your life. It might be from you personally. It might be from your family, from school, even from church. Church members have expectations. If you let yourself live under stress for too long, you can develop chronic stress. What is chronic stress? According to my research, chronic stress is the response of the brain to unpleasant events for a prolonged period over which an individual perceives that he has no more control. It involves an internal secretion of hormones in which occurs a release of natural steroids into your bloodstream. There's some technical terms there you might not understand, but if you let this continue for a long period of time, it will cause damage to your physical and your mental health. Let me share with you a list of signs and symptoms of chronic stress. See if you have any of these. Listen. Upset stomach. Headache. Backache. Insomnia. Anxiety. Depression. Anger. Intense mood swings. Loss of concentration or poor concentration. Heightened confusion even in mildly stressful situations. You feel highly confused. Inability to complete tasks.
hypertension or high blood pressure, hemorrhoid or swollen anal vein, painful, varicose or swollen veins, the veins on your body is popping up because of the stress. In severe cases, it can cause panic attack or panic disorders. You just will freeze and you feel, I cannot do anything. You feel like this is the end of the world. I'm going to die. I'm not sure I have ever experienced that. I know in seminary, friends who experienced panic attack. He felt like he was going to die because there was so much stress from seminary work. Stress also plays a role in triggering or worsening depression and cardiovascular disease, and in speeding the progression of HIV or AIDS. Chronic stress can have very serious impact on your body and on your mind. I believe it also affects your spiritual life. It's serious. What's the best way for us to manage stress? I can feel very stressed as a pastor. I sometimes ask this question. What is God's way to handle our stress? I believe that would be the best way. That's why today we'll look at God's word from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to verse 30. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, and see what is God's answer for us to handle the stresses of 21st century life. You will see four things that Jesus Christ, He Himself, will teach us how to manage our stress. First of all, Jesus Christ said, "Come to me." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 starts with Jesus saying, "Come to me." It's a very soft, gentle, and tender invitation to come to Jesus. "All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." It is a promise from Jesus for those who are willing to come to Jesus. It's an invitation to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. What does weary mean? Weary describes people who are exhausted from work and from a journey. Burdened describes people who are weighed down, carrying heavy weights. They're going to crash soon. Does that describe you? At that time, Jesus was speaking to the crowd and inviting them to come to Jesus as His disciples, as His followers, and to be able to find rest in Jesus Christ that they cannot find from anything else. Definitely not from following multitudes of rules and regulations, do's and don'ts set by the Pharisees. Who are the Pharisees? They were the religious leaders at that time. They were harsh. They were proud. They were hypocritical. They were self-serving and self-righteous. They only add more burdens to their followers. But Christ said that you have to come to me to follow me in order to be able to find true rest. See, the key to finding rest is to come to Jesus. Have you come to Jesus yet? If you are still relying on your own power, trying to earn entrance into heaven by doing good works, trying to follow a list of do's and don'ts, thinking that will fulfill God's requirement for you to go to heaven, I understand why you cannot find rest. Because nobody can find rest by following a list of do's and don'ts and meet God's perfect standard of holiness. if you still have not trust Christ alone, it is a gift, eternal life. As a free gift to those who are willing to trust in Christ alone, it cannot be earned, because no matter what you do, you can never meet God's perfect standard, and the judgment of your sin is eternal death in hell. There's only one way, that is by trusting in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection for your sin. And you say that's the only way, God, for the forgiveness of my sins. I need it, because I can do nothing to help myself to be free from the judgment of my sins in hell. Forgive me, God. I'm willing to trust Christ alone to save me. Then God will give you that confidence through the Holy Spirit that you are God's children. And then you'll be able to find rest about your eternal destiny. But if you have already trusted Jesus Christ alone as your Savior, you still don't have rest, facing the challenges in your daily living. What should you do? What should you do? You should come to Jesus now as children of God to have an intimate, close relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you have a closest friend? What do you do with your closest friend? Who has a closest friend? Put up your hand. Looks like those who are married immediately think about my wife, my husband. Blessed you are who are married and treat your wife or husband as your best friend. What do best friends do? What do you do to your best friend? You talk to your best friend. You share your deepest thoughts and feelings. Besides that, you love your best friend's friends. Also, you know what your best friend treasures as the most important thing, and you're willing to do it with him or her together. As believers of Jesus Christ, how can we be Jesus' best friend? Jesus Christ is already our best friend when he even gave up his life for us. There's no best friend who can do this for us. But we can be Jesus' best friend when we are willing to talk to Jesus, intimate conversations with Jesus, by praying, by reading and meditating on God's word. You're having a conversation with God. You should also know Jesus Christ's friends. All the believers of Jesus Christ are his friends. Do you know the believers in the church, or do you actually hate some of them? Do you do what Jesus Christ values as the most important thing? Co-work with him to share the gospel with the unbelievers and help the new believers to grow as you continue to grow spiritually yourself as Jesus Christ's best friend. See, the key is to come to Jesus and come to Jesus as Jesus Christ's best friend, and then you will be able to find rest. Second, Jesus Christ taught us that we should also take on what Jesus Christ has designed and also created for us. Instead of taking on our own burdens out of our selfish desires, take what Jesus has designed and created for you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says that Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." This is a command. And then explains the reason why you should take Jesus' yoke upon you. Because Jesus said, "I am gentle and humble in heart." Verse 30 states that another reason for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What is a yoke? You probably heard of this. The yoke is a wooden frame joining two animals, usually oxen, to pull heavy loads. Go to the next slide. Here's a picture of two oxen joined by a yoke. Hard to see the whole picture of the yoke, right? Next picture. This is the yoke. The next one, another yoke from behind. Now go to the previous slide. This is the yoke. What makes a yoke a good yoke? Look at the picture. A good yoke must be designed so that it is comfortable. No sharp edges. You see, I think this is a pretty good yoke. See, the rough edges are all smoothing. It should not cause any unnecessary or unbearable pain when pulled upon. You know what? Jesus is our yoke designer and creator. The yoke that He has designed and created for you is a good yoke. You will not create unnecessary, unbearable burden for your life. Why? Because Jesus is the creator. Jesus is our savior. He is our teacher. He will be our future judge. He's the Lord of lords and King of kings. He is our God. He knows what is the best for us. He knows us. You'll be able to find rest in your life from the burdens in your life if you're willing to come to Jesus and take up the yoke, the burden that Jesus has designed and created for your life. But you know what? The world tells you different things. The world tells you that life will be better if you are in a gifted student program. The world tells you that if you go to Harvard, life will be better. Or major in something that will make the most money for your future. To get a master's degree, still not enough. A PhD degree, that will be better. Or maybe if you can win in American Idol, life will be better. How about being a famous actor in Hollywood? How about being an excellent athlete like Yao Ming? Life definitely should be better, right? When you were Yao Ming. Is it true? Then you'll be able to buy a Porsche. You'll be able to buy a big house with a nice view. In a nice neighborhood. You'll be able to marry to a beautiful woman or a handsome guy. Then you'll be able to live happily ever after. The end. Is that the story? I don't think so. I'm not criticizing that having these as what you want to pursue for your life is wrong. It is not necessarily wrong if this is what Jesus has designed and created for you, and you have Jesus as your best friend in the process. But if this is not what Jesus designed and created for you, and Jesus is not your friend in the process while you're pursuing what I just mentioned, these, you know what? These can create tremendous burdens that will crush you. Look at the news. What happened to all those people who were famous, the famous scholars, the best scholars, the Hollywood movie stars, the best athletes, if they have not taken upon the yoke designed and created by Jesus and they have not been Jesus' best friend? That's why you read from the news, many of them are living a very messy, miserable, abused life. Some of them ended up in jail or mental hospitals. If you're not wise, you will not see the end that has happened to many of these people who are overly burdened when they try to gain the whole world what is not designed and created by Jesus for them, and that they have not had Jesus as their best friend. I also want to remind myself and everyone else, while you feel weary and burdened, there are some quick ways that seem to be able to give you comfort in this world, besides pursuing these big things, okay? For example, spending hours watching television, playing video games, internet, shopping, some will go for alcohol, some will even go for drugs, some for escapist vacations, I just want to run away from it all and have a vacation. or some will even go for pornography, and multitudes of other things that gives you instant pleasure, but in the end, you know what? Will make you even more enslaved and burdened, and gives you a greater sense of emptiness. That's why those people who have tried these, relied on these to find rest, ended up even more empty. But if you're close to Jesus, and if you're Jesus' closest friend, you'll be able to recognize what is the yoke that Jesus designed for you and created for you, what is not. Then you will not take up unnecessary burdens that this world says that it is good for you, but in Jesus' eyes, it only creates more unnecessary burdens that will crush you, gives you no rest. Only when you come to Jesus and have Jesus as your best friend, you will be able to discern what is the burden Jesus has designed and created for you. Thirdly, Jesus also taught the crowd that being his disciple, being his follower, we also should learn to let Jesus carry the yoke that he has designed, created for us. Looking at the picture, you'll see that. Next slide. The comfort and the effectiveness of pulling the yoke also depends upon the co-working of two oxen together. You see two oxen there. Usually a more experienced ox will be matched with a less experienced ox. What's that for? Because the experienced ox would guide and adjust itself to the less experienced. In a way, the experienced one is helping to carry the burden for the less experienced ox. We can find rest, not only because Jesus custom made the yoke for us, but also because he helps us to carry the yoke that he has designed and created for you. That's why Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says that, "For I am gentle and humble. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is like the most experienced ox. Jesus is like the most experienced young ox. He is humble, he is gentle, he helps us to carry our burdens that he has designed and created for us. What does it mean to be gentle? He is tender, he is encouraging, he is humble, he is not self-centered, not self-serving, but he is self-sacrificing, always thinking for our eternal benefits. Jesus is also like a loving mom to a tender newborn baby. Jesus' invitation is in sharp contrast to the religious burden imposed by the Pharisees, the hypocritical, the harsh, self-righteous, self-serving, and proud religious leaders, or those militaristic burden of foreign oppressors in the Roman Empire. They would never give their followers true rest. Only in Jesus Christ, who is gentle and humble and who loves us so much, designed and created the yoke for us and helps us to carry the yoke for us, then we can find rest. Commenting on Christ's words, "My yoke is easy and my burden light," Augustine said, "Any other burden oppresses and crushes you, but Christ actually takes weight off you. Any other burden weighs you down, but Christ gives you wings. If you take a bird's wings away, what happens to the bird? You might think to be able to take weight off the bird. Guess what? The more weight, the more feathers you pluck out of the bird's wing, the more you tie it down to the earth, it will not be able to fly. Give the bird back the wing, and you will see how it flies." And when we let Jesus carry our yoke, He will actually give us wings to carry the burden that He has designed and created for us. The burdens of this world will crush you if you don't come to Jesus. If you don't let Jesus give you the yoke custom made for you. If you don't let Jesus help you to carry the yoke He has designed and created for you. By asking for Jesus' help continually, Jesus, help me. First, ask, Jesus, have I come to you yet? Then ask, Jesus, is this really what you want me to do? Is this the burden that you have designed and created for me? If not, I'm willing to say no to that. And I'm willing to take up on the yoke you have designed and created for me. And I'm willing to carry it with you together. For you are gentle and humble. And your yoke is easy. And your burden is nice. Who should I go to but you, Jesus? Lastly, Jesus also taught us to learn from His example of gentleness and humbleness. Verse 29, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble. Jesus is our best teacher. Why? Because He created us, He understands us, He even went through all the sufferings that we are going through for us. Even now, Jesus is interceding for us on the right-hand side of God the Father for each one of us. He is our best teacher. You can learn from Him. One of the things you can learn from Jesus is to be gentle and to be humble. As I thought more, I found out that many of the burdens of my life, maybe also of your life, were caused when we were proud. What happens when you're proud? You think that I'm the best. When someone criticizes you, you feel very defensive and you feel very upset. That creates burdens in your heart. I found out that such burdens sometimes is heavier than the physical burdens lifting something heavy that I do or not by lifting weights. But the burden in the heart sometimes is really heavy. When you're upset, it can take you a whole week to resolve the whole frustration. Maybe you have some frustrations. Is it because you are too proud? You think I'm the best. You think I cannot take any criticism. Whoever criticizes me is my enemy. As a result, you have many enemies, and you're always upset and frustrated. Other conflicts I found out that were caused when we were not gentle. We have a hot temper. As a result, in any interpersonal relationship, it creates more conflict. Again, that's another source of burden for you. See, that's why being with Jesus and learn from Him how to be gentle and how to be humble can give us rest. Are you willing to learn from Jesus to be gentle and to be humble? In my job as a manager back in California, I had a young Christian African American co-worker at my job. And she went to seminary when I was still working on that job. And then she graduated from seminary and also worked as a minister of God's Word while I was in seminary. And I was always very impressed by how she handled the many challenges at work, very stressful job. But she always handled the job and got along with the co-workers. She was the most friendly. She was the calmest. She was also the wisest and competent co-worker I have ever met. And sometimes I wondered why was she able to handle stress in such a way. Through a conversation with her, I found out the reason why. She shared with me that on one of her birthdays, that she did not go to party to get drunk and wasted. Instead, she said she just stayed at home, made a simple home-cooked meal, and then she prayed to God and read God's Word.
Have you ever thought about that on your birthday? That's what you would do instead of going to party? I think that's the secret of her being able to handle her stress in the most graceful way. And I believe such is a knife that can find rest and strength in Jesus Christ alone. This is the knife that is yoked to Jesus Christ. So are you experiencing burdens in your life? Do you feel exhausted before Christmas already? Do you feel weighed down by the many burdens in your life? You feel like I'm going to collapse soon? Are you suffering from some of the symptoms of chronic stress? What's the solution God has for us? Come to Jesus as his best friend. Take upon the yoke he has designed and created for you, not what you want for your life, but what Jesus designed and created for you. Let Jesus help you to carry the yoke with him together. Lastly, learn from him to be gentle and to be humble. And God promises that. Jesus promises that you will be able to find rest. Let's pray. Oh dear Heavenly Father, we come here weary and burdened by the different demands of this life on us. Some physically tired, I can see. Some mentally and even spiritually weary and burdened. But Lord, we want rest, and yet we have found rest in the wrong places, sometimes even in sin. Would you forgive us our sins, and would you forgive us of our self-centeredness in trying to relieve our life from stress and trying to find instant gratification, instant comfort from the wrong places. God, you created us. You know our needs. You love us to the point that you died for our sins and rose from the dead. Whoever believes in you can be your child. And then we can be your best friend. Then you would give us wisdom to discern what is the best for us, what you have designed and created for us. God, would you let us come to you every day? And would you show us clearly what is the burden that you have designed, created for us, and to carry it with us? God, would you remove our pride? Would you remove our lack of gentleness in interpersonal relationships that causes another conflict and unnecessary burden? Help us, Jesus, as we remain close to you as your best friend. May we find rest in Christ alone in this Christmas season. The reason of the season is Jesus Christ. Let us indeed be able to show true rest in Christ in this season and be light to the world of people who are lost, who are running around, who are burdened and worried because the world put on them the unnecessary burdens. Let us be wise, God. Would you also help the students who are preparing for the final exams? Would you let them come to you, and you will give them true rest and wisdom to face the next 2 weeks of war with peace? Would you give each one of us the wisdom to find rest in Christ? Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.